Indian reservations are vulnerable to crime and exploitation when transient workers pass through the area. That's the testimony the South Dakota Water Management Board heard Friday, December 20th. The board is considering whether to allow the Keystone XL project to use local water if the pipeline is built through this state. Kate Finn is a staff attorney for First Peoples Worldwide, an organization that tracks the social and environmental effects of development on Indigenous communities. She tells board members about the potential drawback to the economic boost created by a sudden influx of workers to an area.
When there is an increase in the population due to workers arriving at the man camps, there is also generally a rise in violent crime or in all sorts of crimes.
Finn says she gets much of her information from a U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics report on the Bakken oil fields in North Dakota. She concedes that those camps house permanent workers, whereas pipeline construction is temporary. Four worker camps are planned to be constructed along the route of the Keystone XL pipeline through western South Dakota. Finn says nearby Indian reservations are particularly vulnerable to the effects of crime. For one thing, the agency investigating and prosecuting could be tribal, state, or federal, depending on the race of the victim and the perpetrator and the location and type of the crime.
The result is that oftentimes reports of crime in Indian country go cold very quickly. Evidence is not picked up very quickly by the correct sovereign, or it is not passed along quickly. Investigations are usually short-lived.
Finn says sex traffickers choose recruits who have been exposed to violence, are desperate for money, and are addicted.
Many times, and especially in Indigenous communities, there's a number of vulnerabilities that all lead to a victim being engaged in commercial sex.
The Water Management Board has set two more days for testimony, January 13th and 14th. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.